Scott Delmo is a Costerfield dad. He lives a kilometre from the mine. Scott, good afternoon.
How you going?
What's happening where you are? What do you make of it?
Well, we're all sort of in limbo at the moment. We're waiting on urine samples to come back to say whether, like mainly our kids, how it's affected them. We were also told that we were going to be supplied drinking water. We haven't seen or heard from anybody.
So nobody's actually supplied the drinking water that was advised to have been supplied last week?
No, well, the water I've got here was, I've got a friend of mine brought it up from Melbourne for me.
So what are your concerns at the moment? I mean, do you feel like you're getting any kind of information from either the mine or the state government?
None of them. The information that we're receiving is through Andrew, who brought all this to our attention, plus Neil Harris. Like I keep saying to people, I don't want to shut the mine down and put people out of jobs, but put your hand up. If there is an issue, put your hand up, accept it, come and fix the problem. That's all they have to do. There is no, we don't want to move. We're happy here. We've got our animals and we moved up to the country for a better life. What we want is accept responsibility. If that's the case, well, it's all come back. Our water, like our dam's polluted, our water tanks are polluted. So we're going to drink bottled water. We have to wash in something. We're still using that water to wash in because we haven't got enough water to wash in.
So what kind of water do you have at the moment, Scott? I mean, you mentioned you've got some water coming up from Melbourne. Is that just drinking water? Just drinking water?
Pretty much just drinking water and for the kids to brush their teeth and things like that. But that's all we've got.
Are you angry?
Probably more stressed about the fact that we don't know what the results are going to be with our kids or of us with our urine test. And what, no one's sort of come forward. You get on the internet to try and find out more information about it. We want to know at what extent, what levels, is it dangerous? What side effects? Is it going to affect our kids 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the track? That sort of thing.
Mm.
That's the thing the thing that's stressing us, and you know, we're not getting many answers. Like they're saying they're going to supply us drinking water, well, we haven't seen anybody.
And as you say, you're in a bit of a limbo at the moment. Well, Scott, look, we will keep pursuing this with the authorities. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon, and good luck.
No worries, thank you.